Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk USA. Are you tired of waiting for change? Tune into Blog Talk USA. Let your voice be heard on Blog Talk USA.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-561-2351, 800-561-2351, 800-561-2351. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Call for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
This is a national health alert from the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one has diabetes, listen closely. Now, regardless of your age, if you have insurance, you may qualify to receive diabetic testing supplies with little to no out-of-pocket cost. Get free delivery, free information, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers for free. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline now for details. But wait, there's more. If you call right now, you could get a free meter upgrade. In addition, we'll give you a free pedometer as our special gift to you. We have knee, back, and other braces available, as well as pharmacy services. Regardless of your age, if you suffer with diabetes and you have insurance, we can help.
888-303-9136. 888-303-9136. 888-303-9136. That's 888-303-9136.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Blog Talk USA. We are so happy to be here with you on this marvelous Monday. Let me tell you how you can always find us and listen to our archived episodes and our live programs. You can go to blogtalkusa.com, blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkusa, or you can find us in podcast form on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Apple Radio, pretty much any place you can find podcasts. You can find Blog Talk USA and Marvelous Monday under that banner. And our host, Dr. Shirley McKellar, is going to be just a couple minutes late. I know we're a little late going live tonight, but I do have Arthur Fleming with us. Welcome, Arthur. How are you?
How you doing? How are you doing tonight? How are you?
Doing great, thank you. How's it going down there in Dallas?
Oh, it's going. Wait, say with Cooper. Coop said he would be on. Is he on tonight? Is he on? He said he'd be on. Is he there?
I don't see him yet. Pastor Cooper, if you are on, press one, but I don't see him on yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, how's everything going? How you doing?
Doing okay. Yeah. Just, watching the world burn.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of stuff happening. I'm going to go ahead and post some on my page where I got attacked by three pit bulls Thursday. And then I read the paper out. A little kid over in Duncanville, some three shepherd cross dogs, cross some other kind of dogs, got into this house where they was babysitting and I killed a 1-year-old baby.
Oh my gosh.
In a couple of days, years ago, I heard about some lady got killed by a pit bull around here in the area. I think it was over in the Fort Worth area, where that one was. But anyway, what I'm saying is that, hey y'all, with them dogs, you dog people, hey, put your dog on the leash.
Yes, be responsible with your pet.
Yeah, because, causing grief. with these loose dogs. Oh. So,
are
so
you
anyway.
Okay?
Yeah, you know, I know a little bit about dogs, so I knew not to run. You know, when when a dog catches the car, all I do is pee on the wheel.
Yeah.
So, dog ever get so group dog ever get after you? You know, especially if the owners are, you know, don't run, because you run, they'll taste instinct, and then they're attacked. So you know, you don't want so don't run. So basically, I stood there, and when they roll up on me, what happened was the guy was and his girl, they were down in the kind of a little batty area, playing with their dog, running with the dogs, you know, like running with the wolves or something. So all of a sudden they decided they run toward me. The dogs kept going. They circled around me, you know, because like I said, I didn't run, so they didn't. You know, they didn't run up. They didn't run up and attack. They ran up and circled me, and then started nipping. So I got about 3 bites. I feel that's pretty good. But I feel that's pretty good.
Well,
only 3 bites
you
with
knew
3
to
dogs.
Do the... Yeah, they got you once each. But you knew to do the right thing. But now look at what this has caused. That, you know, their dogs, I'm sure, have to be quarantined. Who knows if they've bitten somebody before. So they're out playing with these dogs. Presumably they love these dogs. They put people in harm's way. Arthur got bitten. And they put their dogs in a position to possibly be killed now because... Your dog has to, if you own a dog, your dog isn't looking for a friend. Your dog's not looking for you to pretend to be a dog. They're looking for a leader. You have to lead your dog. Keep your dog on a leash. Make sure your dog is not set up for failure to hurt somebody and possibly have to euthanized. And, you know, this is just, dogs are going to be dogs. And when you're playing with your dog and running with your dog, the wires can get crossed and they can forget they're playing and go back to that instinct of chasing and going after prey. And, you know, you just don't set your dog up for failure.
Well, I've cut my walk short sometimes because I've seen people out there with their dogs off a leash. So I go ahead, when you roll up on them, they say, well, he won't bite. What?
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. You never know.
Really?
You never,
really?
Ever know.
He won't bite you. Feed him. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know,
right.
He won't bite the first bite. You know, that he decided he goes, you know, really? So you put so all training is your dog. Hey, I love dogs, so I ain't got no problem with the dog person. I don't have a problem with those dogs. Those dogs wouldn't have did what he did. And then afterwards, I try to walk off. You know, this guy that walked on the trail with me, like I said, he helped me run them down. You know, they just gonna try to walk off after the dog's on attack. You know, after the dog's attacked.
Oh my gosh!
So he went
and brought him back.
So, and then I have to get on the city of Lancaster. You know, I called the police, and you know, police didn't come, and the dog catcher didn't come. So I had to get the information from the guy. I'm going, you know what? So anyway, I went down there today and gave them what for. I'm going to go speak at their meeting next month on the 13th. And I'll let them know what their response is. You know, I pay taxes.
Yeah.
You know, thing going to come. Then send animal control.
Exactly.
I talked to the city manager today. And so she was saying, and your animal control people, they don't even answer their phone call. Well, you know, we short of help. I don't want to hear that.
We pay for that. You just said it. We pay for that.
Yeah, I pay for the help. That's what I'm going to tell them. When I go down there, hey, y'all, I pay for the help. And I'm saying
exactly.
I didn't get it. So, but anyway.
Exactly.
But anyway, it could turn out many ways, but it turned out, you know, again, you know, three dogs, 3 bites, you know, I know, you know, folks getting killed. Also, I feel very fortunate.
Yeah.
I did have my bag. I wanted the owner to get his dogs. I focused on the owner. So I didn't I didn't focus at the dogs. I didn't say get it, none of them. I was talking to the owner. Get your dogs.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, that's the other thing. If it's not your instinct as a as an owner of the dog to have handled that better, there's just a problem with you owning dogs. And like you just said, when people, you walk up on people who aren't following leash rules and leash laws, and they say, oh, don't worry, this one won't bite. You know, golden retrievers bite people more often than pit bulls. But the problem is, pit bulls can't let go. Once they clamp down, they don't let go. And their jaws are the way that their jaws are, it's to tear you into pieces. So it doesn't matter what kind of dog we're talking about. Put a leash on your dog. If you love your dog and you care about your dog, don't put your dog in a position to be a dog, you know, for a few minutes on its own and get and hurt somebody.
Pit bulls don't chew. Yeah, they don't chew their food.
I say, pit bulls don't chew. They don't have to. Pit bulls are, you know, like great white sharks, you know, their bite, they don't bite much differently. You know, they all bite, all sharks bite, but a great white can bite your butt in half. You know, I mean, pit bulls, the way their jaws are, they can do more serious damage than other dogs. They don't necessarily bite more or attack more, you know, other than other circumstances that people often get them to train them up to be mean. All dogs will bite you and have their moments. Put them on a leash. I don't care if it's a Chihuahua or a Great Dane or a Pit Bull.
Well, you know, now we got all these young folks with all these big, big, bad dogs. Everybody got a bad dog. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, they be running around here in the neighborhood. Last summer, I kept calling the dog department because they, you know, running around here in the neighborhood, pits and things, you know, and so forth.
Yep.
And I'm going, pretty dogs. So, but that's a problem. Again, maybe they ought to make them illegal.
Well, because, look, it's just like,
gun control, pit control. You know, we need some pit control because they got all these bad dogs and they got these people that irresponsible, got kids walking around big old pit bulls. Really?
Yes. Yeah, really? I mean, it's like giving somebody a weapon. It's like giving somebody.
Even if he is, I'm scared because the kid got the leash. Heck, I'm still scared because the kid got the leash.
Yeah.
You know, so you're going to have a kid walk around with a big kid. You know,
It's terrible.
I know it. But it's irresponsible what it is.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, and why would you want to lay that on your kid? If your kid's in charge of the dog hurts somebody, you don't think that's going to scar that kid? You don't think that kid's going to not feel that for the rest of its life if it hurts or kills somebody while the dog's under their care? It's just, why would you set your child up for that kind of failure and your dog up for that kind of failure? It's just, you have no business owning a pet if that's how you're going to do it.
But you know what, the fact of the matter is, though, You get more I'm just saying because it's just your own fact. You get in more trouble with your dog than if your kid you get more trouble with a dog than you will for a kid. It's a different thing, but I'm just saying that. You know, lock up your dog, y'all. You're supposed to become big dogs and things like that. You know, consider the public when you have. You know, now what I suggested is that they put a, she wrote it down. I said, at least y'all could do is, cause y'all got a sign out there that says, leashes and all that kind of stuff. I said, but nobody actually looks at that. So y'all need to stencil on the side of those doggy pot things y'all got right now. Y'all need to stencil on the phone number where to call if it's an emergency with them dogs out there so folks can know what to do.
Yeah.
So she said it's a good idea, so I'm going to see. So that would at least help. You know, at least they can call in and start getting it. I know I'll call them if I'm out there when I see them. You know, I'll call and establish a record. Hey, you know what? Y'all need to come enforce y'all law.
Yeah,
you know
absolutely.
What I mean? But anyway, like I said, but I'm just glad to be amongst standard of living. It, again, like I say,
yes.
You know, I guess that's, you know, I've survived a few things in my life, so that's just one. And
yeah.
I sure appreciate it.
Well, I'll tell you, it's interesting that you started off talking about this because I wasn't even going to mention anything about this. I got bitten last week because I work at one of the jobs that I have is at a vet clinic. I got bitten by a feral cat, like a bad bite. Yes, on last Tuesday, I got bitten by a feral cat, and it got me so good. Somebody rescued her. They brought her in to get her spayed, and this cat, we tried putting her under for the surgery. For an hour, she would pretend to fall asleep, and then she'd wake up and start acting crazy again. And she did it over and over, and finally we thought she was asleep, so we dumped her out of the cage, and I picked her up, and as soon as I laid her on that cold operating table, her eyes popped open, and she clamped onto me. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
man.
So, we both got attacked. I've had my tetanus shot because... Well, I had to have it. I got bitten by a dog about 6 months ago, so I had to have, and my tetanus shot was old, so I had to get a tetanus shot then.
Wait a minute. And you got bit by a dog when?
About 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm. What kind of dog?
Oh, he was just a big mutt, like a big lab mix mutt.
So what was the circumstance? He didn't like. Put your hand in his mouth, clamp down.
No, we were putting him under for surgery too, and I was You know what? It was about a year ago. It wasn't 6 months ago. It was about a year ago. I had just started working there, and they were teaching me how to help hold the animal when we give the shot to put him under for surgery, and I wasn't doing it right. And he got his lower jaw up under my hand and just bit down real slow. And he was a real old dog too. So when he bit, it was hard and slow and it hurt so bad.
He didn't have the quickness that he had.
He didn't have the quickness, but he had the strength.
dog bite club, the survival of
That's
dog
right.
bites.
That's right. We'll call ourselves the Junkyard Dog Bites.
Like I said, I won't see nobody have to go through that. It wasn't. Like I said, the whole episode lasted about 10 seconds.
But it can do some serious damage. Serious damage. You can get an infection fast.
Yeah, and if I'd been laying on the ground, 10 seconds wouldn't have been good at all. That would have been, pull-up time.
Absolutely. Because when they bite you, they're in that mode. They're in that hunting mode. Mm-hmm. They revert back, to their natural instincts. And if they can get you down, they'll get your throat.
Well, they circle around me and start biting on the back of my calves, right? Start nipping at my calves.
Oh, my God.
Right, yeah. My folks are on the owner. My folks wasn't on the dog. My folks are on him.
Yes.
What I mean? You don't put your dog on and get to. I'm saying
absolutely.
They had nothing to say to the dog. They listening to him. So they had nothing to say to
right.
the dog. Before. A little better. So now other than that, what's going on in Dallas? Well, I'm gonna have the freeway issue for my sister. I got killed. We're gonna do a town hall at one of the local schools, one of the junior highs there here at Southern Sector, first quarter of May. So we'll start to talk about that particular issue then, see what you know, and basically, like I say, you know, it's eviction season, as you well know. So it's like Monday night politics tonight over at African American Museum, where the different candidates for different offices debating. And so we're in that season. So we're going to have folks, you know, be sure and go vote, y'all.
Yes.
Go get your vote on. Go get your vote on.
Exactly.
Because that's what we need. So, but basically, like I said again, you know, I'm just, of course, I'm going to do a follow-up. So I'm doing some more follow-up on the, you know, that judge issue I told you about, where they accused this judge of having 185 cases in one day and turned out it was three cases. The morning, the Dallas Morning Lies, which is called, which they call Dallas Morning News up here, but I'm calling them Dallas Morning Lies.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't written a report. So I'm gonna start. I'm gonna write them a little letter, do a little meeting on them, and ask them if they'll do action on that story, because that was just totally, you know, wasn't right. You know, trying to make that woman look like she was crazy. So anyway, that we got some other stuff. You know, there's a lot of stuff happening. You know, in Texas. You know, you know, we got our goofy governor. You know, and all they down that state. So, you know, that's still going on. I miss the Paxton still being in office after all that shenanigans.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know, people say two tiers of justice. Paxton, Trump. Mm-hmm. I mean, how all the people get doing.
Right.
You know, and you know, that's why people have a problem with this, you know. But basically, just want to tell you. As far as the courthouse system with the judge and stuff like that, the issue was, why is it that these people are after this woman down here? You know, and so, you know, I got a lot of information. But basically come down to this. Okay, first of all, you know, backdrop, Dallas County leads the nation in exonerations. That means, like, you know, wrongly convicted. So they lead nation this now. The situation is that she's trying to implement the speedy trial concept, right? You're supposed to get a speedy trial. Okay, well, you got these down here. They don't want no speedy trial. Now why do they speedy trial? Well, you know, they get to keep getting paid, right?
Yeah.
They get to keep getting money. The bail bondman, he make money. Everybody making money.
Yep.
You know, and then they drag it out as long as they can. And then they plead a deal, right? And they go back to the exoneration part. They pleading bad deals. If you lead the nation in exoneration, that means you're pleading bad deals. And there was a guy came in there that when the news media was down there that Monday, there's this guy came in, this attorney. I don't say what his race is done that, but anyway, this attorney came in and he asked for another extension. And she told him, she said, you've had a year and a half to get ready for this. He didn't bring his client down. That's how confident he thought he was. He was going to get an extension. So she told him, she said, no, I'll tell you what. She said, you need to go get your client, bring him back to court today. Otherwise, you know, I'm issuing a Walker's arrest. Now, this attorney that put this guy, whoever the client is, put them in a position to be arrested.
You know,
he's down there confident that he's so confident he's going to get him another extension. So what you have is you got a bunch of attorneys, got a bunch of sorry attorneys, right? Dragging people cases. People that be innocent, and they talking them into pleading.
Yep.
And later on,
wow.
You know, you got all these exonerations here in Dallas County. So, you know, we need to do something about that. You know, that whole cash bail system, you know, the whole system is screwed up, actually. Try to educate the community about that. Try to bring some light to that. And let folks know, hey, look, if you didn't do it, don't plead guilty.
Right.
it's your turntable. Well, you know, if you go for a jury, nah, that's just him being sorry.
Yeah.
Him being sorry. So, basically, you know, if you didn't do it, then don't plead guilty.
Exactly.
You plead guilty to something you do, now you got a record. Now you're on a whole nother road in life. You're headed down a whole nother way. If you didn't do it, and if you go to court, and if you wind up getting convicted, well, at least you can keep on fighting if you didn't do it. But if you plead to something and wind up with some time for something you didn't do or something like that, that ain't worth it. If you're gonna give me 10 years if I plead, if you give me 10 years if I plead to something I didn't do, and I get 20 if I'm gonna get convicted. Well, if I didn't do it, I'm going for the 20.
Yeah.
Do it for the 20.
Absolutely.
You know, but the way the lawyer game is played, you know, they down there. Oh yeah, then for this guy, it was a white guy, probably would have come off better as a black guy. But anyway, this white guy was on the news meet after they showed that woman three cases. He said, well, we're just concerned, you know, that our clients get justice. Is that what he said?
Oh my gosh.
Is that what he said? We're just concerned that our clients get justice. Is that what he said?
Wow.
Really, you down there pleading people guilty?
When you know they're not.
And you can make your client get justice. So anyway, what I want to do is I want to educate the folks on. I want to educate folks on that particular, that whole court system thing, because it's, you know, it's rigged. Texas got some weird courtroom laws, y'all. Besides Texas, only about two or three other states had them kind of crazy laws. Leftover from Jim Crow and them and all like that.
Yes.
Dr. McKellar,
welcome.
Good evening. Now, who is this that we're sending to jail? To prison.
Huh?
Who is it that we're sending to prison?
Well, I was.
How are you guys doing?
I'm talking about your sorrow. Trying to railroad her down at the bang, but trying to play, she had 180 some cases.
Okay.
And it turned out three, right? So now I'm on a crusade to have the Dallas Morning Lies. They call it Dallas Morning News, but Dallas Morning Lies. They need to print a retraction. You told all them lies.
What did they say?
About 180 some cases. So. Y'all just say.
I'm sorry. Bring me up to date. What was that now? What did Dallas Morning News print?
Those are no good attorneys. They got with Dallas Morning News and had them put out a thing all on social media saying that Janet Judge Givens had 185 cases scheduled for one day. Right, and it turns out the computer they got downtown, they just paid a lot of money for it, don't work. The courts have to go and press a button to make sure that the month-to-month case are separate. Well, somebody didn't press the button, so hers got jammed together, right? So it was like 180-some cases. So it looked like, so if you didn't know no better, and they knew better, but if you didn't know no better, you'd think that she scheduled 180-some case for one day. And that wasn't the case.
Well, of course not.
You know,
I would better than that nobody. Mm-hmm,
yeah, well, they put it all on the net and, you know, made like it was a real thing. And then, after it was all over, all they could say was, well, we just want to make sure we get just for our client. No, but that don't even make no sense.
No.
It don't even make no sense. So you're going to lie about that. So how are they going to get justice for your client lying like that? And the guy that was saying it, he don't even practice in front of her court. I mean, he's not even one of the practitioners in her court. So, I don't know, he's just, again, it's political. She's not. She's trying to operate under the speedy trial concept. These guys are under the extension concept, where they just get money from people, come to court not ready to go to court now. You know, and all that kind of stuff. You know, just bail bonding making money. You know, attorney making money. And then you know how it goes when they run out of money, then they plead you guilty.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, our system needs a lot of work, right?
Real right.
Lots of work.
Mm-hmm. A lot of work. Texas had four weird laws that only Texas and three other states got. Some of that left up on slavery stuff that makes the trickeration situation. I'm going to educate folks on it more clearly once I'm interviewing with Heath Harris. He's an attorney that spoke on social media today. So I'm gonna do some media with him, and we're gonna break all that down so people kind of understand what that process mm-hmm. is, and why they were kind of doing that. Because he said, I come to court. I'm ready to go to trial. When I come to court, I don't come and ask for no extensions. You know what I mean? I go and get my case ready. They want to extend stuff for years. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know how they do that stuff. That's just money. Mm-hmm. That's just money game.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what we got up here. That's what we got up here in the Big D. Let's send a prayer out for Dr. Carr's sister. She's in the hospital up here, and so forth. So I've been in contact.
I'm sorry.
She's at Southwest Medical out there. Dr. Carr. So he's up here. He's up here. In the area. Oh, and his sister, she's gonna have some kind of event Wednesday, I think she said. So be prayerful for her, Dr. Carr's sister. So he's up here in the area. I talked to him yesterday and today. I've been We've been eating food and stuff like that, but he said they good, so.
Okay.
Yeah, they doing around the clock, around there. Mm-hmm.
Sorry to hear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I already told my dog, so I already told you off the phone, so I ain't got to tell it again, so. I already told my dog story, so I ain't got to tell it again for you because I already told you offline.
Your dog story?
My pit bull bite story.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It was about a center I saw in the paper. Somebody sent me a thing where a one-year-old got killed by three roaming German Shepherd Cross-type dogs over in Duncanville. Lady was babysitting the day, and the dog got in the house some kind of way and killed one of the kids. Just was babysitting.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
In Duncanville. So do something about these dogs.
I agree.
My dog ran.
Roaming dogs in Duncanville. That's something we shouldn't be hearing about. We're educated enough in this country. We ought to know better. We can't domesticate animals and then just let them roam and neglect them. That's just crazy.
I don't want to bring it up, but, sure they lost, Ms. McKellar lost a relative behind.
Absolutely.
That type of thing.
Absolutely, yes.
And so that ain't nothing to play with. That's nothing
to play with. You're absolutely
right. Mm-mm. No, it's a serious commitment to take a dog, to raise a dog, and you have to follow we have leash laws and rules for a reason. You have to be in control if you're going to have an animal. I mean, you know, that's part of the deal. We domesticated these animals, and so if you're going to own one, you have to know what you're doing. It's no different. Arthur and I were saying it's no different really than guns. You can't just hand somebody, or a car. You can't hand somebody something that can kill them and not take it seriously. And in this case, it's a living, sentient being. So it has its own instincts. Mm-hmm. It has its own personality. And you can't risk other people's lives or your own life or that dog's life. You've got to be responsible. It's not a joke. And we're seeing dogs coming in being dropped off and dumped right now. People get them when they're cute and little, and then they can't handle them anymore. It's a serious commitment. It's a living thing. You have to be responsible for it because it can kill somebody.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, my friend, he had 23-acre, I told you about earlier, he had 23-acre ranch out here in Maypearl, and he said some three wild pit bulls came and killed his chickens. I can't say the dog name. Nazi, some kind of dog. It's some big old dog out here. Anyway, he got one of those now. So he said he ain't had them problem. But think about that. It's some wild pit bulls running around here somewhere out in the open. Some wild pits.
Mm-mm-mm.
I'm going, really? So, you know.
Yeah, we've got to be more responsible.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we have to.
Spay and neuter and leash your dogs. And if you see roaming dogs, call them in. Call them in, call them in, call them in.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're so integrated. We got different fish that have invaded different rivers, and you know, we got all kinds of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Mm. All kinds.
Absolutely.
Yep. Mhm. But anyway, Tyler, Sherry, what's going on in Tyler? What's going on in Tyler, Texas? What's going on in Tyler?
Tyler,
Big
Texas,
T.
We have. And I meant to invite the young lady on with us tonight. We had an amazing, amazing, we had a very busy weekend. First of all, let me just say that our sympathy goes out to a couple of my dear friends. And one is Councilman Broderick McGee, who I serve with on council, lost his son. He's a military young fella, 24 years of age. His service was on this past day. And then another one of my dear friends, Gary Baxter, who played for the Baltimore Orioles. He lost his brother, young fella as well, 50 years of age, had a stroke and lost him. So that was those things. But on a positive note, it was an amazing service. Well, when I say service, I'm sorry. My mind is still on the funeral thing. It was a beautiful military funeral, but it was a great program event that NARAB, and that's the National Association for Black Real Estate Persons here. We have an East Texas chapter that started, and so I have the privilege of speaking at that particular event. It was held at our career and technology. It's a massive place where they teach technology and talk about careers and all of that for Tyler Independent School District. They actually had that event there at the technology affiliate, and there were people from all over Northeast Texas that were there. We had people who were in Black Realtors. It's about 35 of them that have formed that organization that's in it together. And so they put on this great event, and the president is D. Arlene. Is her first name. I can't think of her last name right now. But anyways, it was amazing. They had all of these attorneys and people that were there to talk about democracy in housing, And the beautiful title, one of the ones that I added to the proclamation in my speech is what to do with Big Mama's house. That's one of their themes, is what to do with your ancestors and your offspring, what the offspring should do with housing and not just let their parents hard-earn and places they have worked to build their homes to just walk away from it. And there's funding and monies, and so they were telling you how you can get the funds to redo your grandmother's home and your parents' home, and keep that generational wealth going, passing it on down to your next generation, to your offspring, your children, your grandchildren. It was outstanding. And so there was a panel discussion with attorneys and people who work in housing and HUD and all of that, because there's a lot of money that you can utilize to restore and revitalize your properties rather than walking away from it. So I'm going to bring her on so that maybe next week we may be able to bring her on so that she can talk a little bit more and let people know and hear about what they can do with those properties without walking away from them. It was wonderful, guys. Outstanding.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was really great. I mean, I was so impressed with the work that they plan on doing and are doing. There's a 100 city tour now. We have them on our Thursday show, and so we're joining in with Oprah Winfrey is behind them. It's 100 cities that this community wealth building day took place this past Saturday, over 100 cities across the nation. And then, wow. So they're going to do, it was amazing. And they're going to do a tour, and the tour across the cities to make sure that people know what they need to do. They had one-on-one attorneys that were there. They had one-on-one lenders that were there that could help you to find funding. And then they had the state of the housing in our Black communities across America. And then they talked about, and then they gave away cash, and they gave away lots of tokens or gifts, I should say, door prizes. And then they had the free health screening there. You could get your PSA done there. I mean, thought everything. And then
every
they talked
space.
About they talked about
that's
the
great.
Equity and what it okay, now I have equity in my house. What do I do with it? How should I utilize that equity? You know, rather than going to the bank and borrow it from yourself and rebuild. So and of course, number one is how you can build and leverage your credit, get you some good credit. So so it was just outstanding. So we have
that's
to bring
awesome.
On. Wasn't it? I mean, it was really, really good. And how important it is. A lot of people, and I see this a lot in the African American community. I'm not saying that it's not in other communities, but the focus is a lot of times vehicles and fancy cars, and there's nothing wrong with those. I like nice cars myself, but my focus primarily is invested in some real estate, something that's going to really pay off to the next generation.
Sustainable
right?
investment.
Sustainable investment. That's exactly correct. So they talked a lot about investing in the real estate and then establishing your line of credit so that you'll be able to operate. So we have to have them on because that workshop, all those workshops was outstanding. And then all those vendors, and then vendors were able to come and pay $35, a small business person paid $35, and it was tons. It was probably about 200 or 300 people that were there. And so you could easily make $5 back, and then that's a free advertisement, really, for your small business, right? So that's NARAD.
Yeah.
Association.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So they'll be on next week, huh?
Well, we Yeah, I have to
a lot
travel.
Of people use that information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I really want to be on when they like I said, I have to travel. I have to see about my sister, so I may be traveling back at that particular time on Monday night. Maybe traveling back. So that's that. But outstanding.
You coming by plane. Car or plane?
Plane.
You say you're traveling back next Monday by car or plane? You gonna be flying back or?
Plane.
Oh, okay.
I'll throw out there just so our audience can hear this little bit of housekeeping. Since you're traveling, if you're able to make the arrangements for Tuesday, we have airtime on Tuesday, so we'll keep our audience updated. Otherwise. Whenever Dr. McKellar is able to be on, we'll have these folks on. This is good information we want to share.
Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So much. Yeah.
And I'll say this for all the things, the negative things that sometimes people have to say about social media, think about 30 years ago, putting together mm-hmm. something like this with all these different vendors, with all the different spaces that were covered with the PSA test, the home equity line of credit information, you know, the various investment information, the supporting of small and large Black-owned businesses, like this comprehensive workshop where all of these different people can come together and share all of this different information. 30 or 40 years ago, it would have been so difficult to put together something so comprehensive for
exactly.
so many people to show up to. I just think social media, for people to be able to pool their talent together like
right.
this for you know, a set of common goals is invaluable.
Right.
I just think it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. I agree. 100. I agree. You're absolutely correct.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I unfortunately I had to leave after I sure was saddened that I had so much activity going on that day but people came, it was just successful. People came away talking about it, how successful.
That's fantastic.
It was really good. So yeah, they need to do some more of that.
Mm-hmm.
They really do some more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Plenty more people needed to hear that work. They really do.
Right.
Okay, so let's switch gears a little bit. I believe we had a trial this day, did we not? Well, we had, no, let me take that back. We had jury selection going on today.
It doesn't matter. He slept through it. He needed his nap.
He did not. Well, it's going to be interesting. Now, can you imagine 6,000, did they say 6,000 people have been received their jury summons and 1,500 was called in? That have already been called in. That's a lot of jury selection.
It's a lot.
Right?
It's a huge, yes, and they've rejected a huge, huge number, evidently. It's an abnormally
right.
high number, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
But it's part of his delay tactic. It's part of his delay tactic.
You know, good point.
Well, we can do now the invite, dear. Now, Nancy in the hands of the judge, the voir dire part, you know, picking.
Oh, that's
you know,
true.
Because,
yeah.
Yeah, because the judge. That's one thing that I learned when I went out to put up. You know, the judge direct that whole process, right? You
yeah.
know, where they and what Amber did was kind of interesting. She had this kind of conversation she had that she do when she's talking to the jurors and so forth. And you know, and it gives people an opportunity to honestly, you know, talk about, you know, talk about their prejudices or whatever. So I thought that was kind of unique. So I mean, I don't know how they did their idea today with 1,500 people. You know, on how they, you know, that's a lot of folks, the idea.
Yes, it is. I didn't get in on it today. Will it continue tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mhm. Yeah, that many people. They got to go through that many people. Yeah. So what they gonna do?
Right.
They bring them in. They bring them in, and then they go. Then they, you know, go to stuff. They get to ask questions. Then they pick out the ones. Okay, I don't like that one. I don't like that one. I like
right.
this one. You know, and so.
Right.
So that's kind of how he did it, you know. So.
Mm-hmm. My goodness.
I know. Boy, I hate to have to be sitting in on all of that.
I don't want to be nowhere near that.
Man, no place near it.
They
have lots of police officers out there, what I could see when I was getting dressed this morning.
Yeah, I saw where. Well, what's that guy named that Brazilian guy? What's his name? You know, he came up in there, you know, press all on him coming in, and then of course when he got in, I guess they told him, you know, get up out of here or whatever. And then he turned around and left. Nick, who what's the guy named? The guy from Brazil. Who what's his name again?
From
you know, the guy,
Bolsonaro.
The one that kicked out. The one that kicked out of Congress.
Oh,
you
talking about from New York? The guy from New York?
Yeah. Yeah. What was his name?
He was what's that guy's name?
The guy that kicked out.
Who's running again?
Is he running again?
Yeah, he run again. What was his name?
I can't even remember now. He looks like Howdy Doody. What's his name?
Yeah. But anyway, he came up there.
What is that guy's name?
You know, when he came up there, he came in, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, she showed up too. They ran her off. Anyway, he came up there, and, you know, the press, you know, he answered all these questions going in. You know, like about, and then he was up there for about, I don't know, he wasn't even 2-3 minutes. So I guess they told him, you know, get out of here or whatever. So he left.
Right.
And then they said, well, why are you leaving? Why are you going? You're George Santos. Yeah, George Santos. They said, well, why are you leaving? You know, he said, I'm leaving because you guys are just, you know, y'all just out. He started ranting the press about how they were treating you. Look, on the way in, he had a bunch of press on the way out. Wasn't nobody talking.
Oh, my goodness.
I said, man, where this cat? So, you know, but hey. They're going to turn our Congress into a clown show. So I tell you, I ain't never seen nothing like it in my life. And I don't watch a lot of Congress.
It's pathetic.
I didn't know they could be that stupid and still be in Congress. I thought they had a line somewhere that if you got stupider than that, you had to go. But evidently, they took that line out. Oh, these jokers.
There's no line of demarcation, no place.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing. We thought they were pandering to the stupid in order to be able to become this outwardly stupid. We didn't realize that a big chunk of the stupid are also liars who lie to themselves about what they are voting for and what they put up with. Because I haven't heard any Christians, any white Christians out there who supported Trump before seeing the details of this hush money trial who are saying anything negative about it. I don't hear any of them out there screaming and hollering about how immoral this is. I still hear that us Democrats eat babies and cook them in our weird spirit spells and things at the pizza parlor, you know, things that are clearly made up and ridiculous. But I don't hear anybody from the white evangelical world complaining that Donald Trump cheated on Melania when she was pregnant and then paid hush money to this person. I don't hear any of that. So. Weird, kind of weird. So they didn't get to the bottom of the barrel of stupid. They got to the bottom of the barrel of stupid and immoral, lying, dishonest brokers who are into fascism.
I'm afraid you're not gonna. I'm afraid.
Mm.
Not gonna hear it.
Nope.
I said, I'm afraid Ms. Tom is not gonna hear that.
I don't think I am. But that's why we got to call them what they are. it's not just stupid. We're dealing with some serious liars who are lying on purpose, who gaslight on purpose, who have the agenda that we've been hollering about for years and years and years. That is their agenda, and that's why they do it. And, you know, I've had to deal with it in my own family. I just come to terms with the fact that people who I've always told myself are good people, they just are simply doing what all of them are doing. They're just lying to themselves and to me and to everybody around them, because they know what this is. They know exactly what it is. So I don't give them a pass anymore. I quit giving them a pass a long time ago.
Yeah. I think she's serious, Mr. Arthur. Sounds very serious. No more passes.
No, our country's on the line. Our whole country's on the line. And good people who are hardworking every single day, those are the people who get maligned first. You know, and blamed, everything's blamed on people who are the backbone of this country. And, you know, I'll let you get away with a little bit of that if you're just too dumb to know better. But if you're a liar and you're doing it on purpose, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's true. On purpose. Yeah. Yeah.
Well. First, y'all know what all that is. Y'all know that, you know, we're in the age of revelation, just meaning information being revealed. As information being revealed, these people that's trying to, you know, they just, hey, that, you know, unfortunately for them, they got to deal with who they are, you know, basically. You know, they don't want, they're going to have to let go of their racism. They don't want to do that, but they're going to have to let go of it so we can move to the next phase. So it's a situation where they just don't want to, you know, I listen to Morning Joe them and all them folks. They tap dance around everything. They never say what the real deal is.
Right.
They always, you know, we Americans when we're screwing up, right? We Americans, you know, we just, and I be going, no, black folks don't even think like that.
Right.
You know, you'd be weighing us right in there with everybody else. And so I'm just saying that.
Right.
Until they go ahead and deal with the actual what's going on, which is America has a history that has to be reconciled.
Yes.
We can't pretend like it didn't happen.
Yeah.
And for those folks like Ron DeSantis in Florida that want to get rid of black history so nobody will know anything, I'm going to say it like that little girl said, Mommy, what about the Internet? You know, so if you're trying to hide it, you know, good luck. So the bottom line is these people that's going to have to, you know, they're going to have to, you know, get with it and, you know, come to understand that that's what that is. And, you know, hey, y'all, you know, we can deal with it together. Just be honest and say, hey, you know what?
Right.
Yeah, that did. You know what I mean?
Right.
I heard a guy talking to Lamont last night on the grill. He said, you know, rappers, he said, since slavery, black people done did better than white people. I mean, that's what he said.
What did you say, Mr. Arthur?
And of course, Lamont, you know, he cursed a few times, huh? He was telling Lamont, you know, that we need to quit talking about all that other stuff because, you know, actually, you know, African Americans been doing better than whites since slavery. And he said that, he said something to the effect of that look how strong, he's waiting. He said, you mean about all the lynching, all of that stuff? He said, yeah, but look how much strong it made black people. That's what he said.
Wow.
He said it made us stronger. He said,
I did not understand that made those comments.
It was a racist that he had on his. He you know what he does is if you look at Lamont, what's saying Lamont on Rio. Anyway, what he does is he'll every now and then he'll have like somebody say something crazy, like on somebody, you know, he'll invite them on the show and have a conversation.
A viral racist.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So this was a racist that he invited on the show, and he was saying all kinds of stupid stuff like that. And so
finally,
he went on to cut him off and got him off. But I'm just saying, but my point is, that guy's classic. The stuff he was saying, he was saying, you know, he was talking about Kaepernick taking a knee. He said that's upsetting white people. That's what he was saying. And he said, you know, if we just don't do stuff like that.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it was wild, but you got to respect his honesty, because that's the way he's thinking. You see,
yes.
if y'all just quit reminding us of our history,
then
we can move on.
Exactly.
And I'd be willing to move on myself, but every time I walk out of my door, you remind me of my history, right, with the treatment. So, yes. You know, I keep trying to forget, but you won't let me.
I keep
getting reminded.
They're good at telling on themselves. They will, the real honest ones, they'll just go ahead and say it a lot of the time now.
Things
were much easier on me when y'all were quiet. Things were so much. Mm-hmm. See, things were better when nobody was complaining and I didn't have to hear it so much.
If y'all just be quiet, then won't nobody know it.
See, exactly. Okay. Things were fine for me.
They were great.
And then they turn around and call all the rest of us snowflakes.
Mm-hmm.
with that fragile ego walking around, we're snowflakes.
until we deal with it frontally, right? You know, and get out of this. But I still believe this, and sure, you've heard me say it before. Okay, we're going to get, black folks, we're going to get reparation. But guess what? When we get reparation, everybody going to get it.
Yeah.
Watch this.
Everybody benefits off of the work of civil rights.
Every time, mm-hmm. all day long.
It's going to be in the form of guaranteed income, because as AI take over, makes a job, there ain't going to be nothing about it to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to say, oh, okay, you know what, reparation for everybody. Reparation.
Mm-hmm.
So, reparation for everybody. You're in a minute. So, like I say, but anyway, now, like I said, the conversation get, you know, they're talking about the UN and some other places now. So, but basically, again, America, we can do this as Martin King said, if y'all just put up your sword.
Yes.
Put up your sword. And then let's see if we can, you know. I'm looking at a program today, Sherry, where it said, check this out. America has over 750 bases or installations in 80 different countries. Now, you know, I don't think most Americans know that. I'm going.
But how many times have I seen
installation? That means like, maybe a chemical lab, it may be a drone base, different.
How many times have I said that on this show?
The reason why
we send money overseas is because we got military installations all over the world.
Everywhere.
Repeatedly.
And if that ain't what you call colonialism, I don't know what is. Look here. They put again. You know, now here Niger trying to get us out of Niger. They sanctioned Niger, right? You know, they took away all whatever aid that's getting them, and then don't want to leave. Come on now, you gonna sanction me and then won't leave? Really?
That is America's way That is America's way of keeping, of watching over this world, over this country over here, and making sure that if anything breaks out in other parts of the world, they are front row center, ready to keep war out of this country. They didn't do so good at it with 9/11.
I wish I could believe that. But I know the history too well that they did a lot of regime training around the world after Shaw, and all like that, did a lot of regime training and so forth and so on. So a lot of stuff in the world we see, you know, we're a part of it. So we gotta acknowledge that. I served
over 2 years in a war zone. Was briefed every day at top clearance. I don't know what your clearance status was, but I'm not telling you something that I'm guessing about.
I had a secret clearance. I didn't have anything secret, but
right.
Yeah.
Well,
but you got to say, okay, now I'm a bit my biases. As a Vietnam veteran, I still got to say about that. So, yeah, I saw how it went down.
I know why we're all around the world.
But all I know is it ain't, you know, like, ain't no Afrin came over here in America to try to blow up nothing. They need to get hold of these white supremacists over here that's over here in America.
I agree with you.
That's what I'm saying. That's where my fear ain't.
But I was talking about the military installations everywhere.
Mm. Well, I say again, that's too much money. That's too much military. We got enough military to whoop anybody we want. We don't need no. They're right. I'm in the camp of we need to quit trying to be the policeman for the world. Stop it, America. Stop it. You don't have the moral authority to do that. The moral authority.
If your country is considered the superpower of the world, they are going to be that authority. And America is still right now the superpower of the world. And people look to America to help to solve even their issues that they have in their own countries.
In the current world order, yeah, you're correct. You're correct. But all I'm saying is, if you're in my country and I want you gone and you put me in and you done sanctioned me, you need to leave. You need to leave. You can't sanction me and then ain't going to leave. So that means we're finna fight or something. And somebody told me that the Russians put some Wagner people over there, so I hope it don't jump off. But, you know. They're trying to get in the lead.
You know how much I trust them. So,
I'm just saying the poor Africans called the mill. They don't want either one of them. They don't want either one of them. America's over there saying, well, you know, we want to protect you. And then the African saying, we need protection from you.
And hence our environment.
You know, because you're not trying to help me industrialize my country. What kind of aid is that? Developmental aid instead of giving me industrial developmental aid. And so until they start giving them industrial developmental aid, they just over there having the French steal stuff. They're over there stealing. I mean, it's well documented. Elon Musk daddy. That's how he got his money. Went and stole him $1 billion worth of uranium. And that's how they got their money. I mean, it's a whole thievery program over there. UN was in on it. UNESCO got a bad rep out of it. So it's well documented that a lot of corruption went on through those international organizations where they go over there helping folks steal stuff. I'm just saying.
When has there not corruption? Tell me.
So what now?
When has there not been corruption?
No, I'm not questioning the time when corruption started. The time
corruption. It started in the Bible days.
When man started breathing, corruption happened. So I ain't trying to say.
Right.
I'm saying, if you're in my country, you didn't sanction me, you need to leave. That's all I'm saying. And I think that for you to do anything other than that, then you're not respecting folks' sovereignty while you tell them they need to have democracy and sovereignty, and then you won't respect my sovereignty. So I'm just saying, I just think we should respect people's sovereignty. Russia, they got their beast, and now they're going to drag everybody else in it, and they don't want to be in it. They just want to do some business. They don't want to be in all that. They don't want to be in all that, Let them decide how they want to live. If the American way was so, if America would go ahead and make it right, acknowledge their slavery stuff and all that kind of stuff, okay, then we could talk. But they still, but they ain't did that. So they have no moral authority is my point at this point. Now, if we go through all that and get all that straight, then I can see some benevolence. But, until you get that straight, the line's still crooked. That's all I'm saying. And I love my country.
I wish I could believe, which I don't, that we could get rid of all the corruption in this world. It's not going to happen. There's going to be corruption in this country, in those countries that you're talking about.
So we're just going to be corrupt with it, right?
There's
corrupt with it, since it's going to be corrupt anyway. Let's just all be corrupt. Okay. Let's all be corrupt.
We're not going to be corrupt. You and I are not going to be corrupt. Miss Rihanna is not going to be corrupt. But we know that corruption exists in the world.
Yeah. So you're doing the Vietnam War. And I saw the movies after I got back. That big time dope dealer guy, I forget his name, but the CIA worked with him, hooked him up in Thailand to get all that dope to bring back. CIA did that to bring it back to our community. Yeah. And they admitted that they did that. And I remember when I was over there, I remember that whole game that was going on. So I'm saying, hey, we got to miss some things before we can get to somewhere else. That's all I'm saying. Otherwise, the same game's still running. Same game's still playing. Somebody need to change the dynamics. I'm just saying that, we can't just, I can't. Like I said, again, the Vietnam veteran, they want to spit on you when you come back and all that type of stuff. So, then America do you like they did us. So, hey, so I know, I'm just saying.
That was wrong.
I wish I had that experience, but I'm just saying about the experience I had. So nothing has happened since then to make me feel any better about how they handled that. A lot of people made money. A lot of people died. And then they just move on.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Military industrial complex. They made money.
Yep, it's all about money, and money supposedly brings power. Money brings more power than knowledge sometimes.
Well, one of the main things that they're scared about Africa being industrialized is that by them having 6% of the world's resources and 6% of the world's gold, the economy they're talking about setting up is going to be on the gold. They're talking about setting up an economy on the gold standard. Right, like back before when America, we just print money. That's why when the politicians get you to talking about how much money we don't have, then they got you because the fact of the matter is they got as much money as they need when they need it. That's why whenever war breaks out, they ain't got no problem with money. So they just go print some more. So I'm just saying. So we need to understand that. And so They got all this gold, so they're going to be able to set up an economy on the gold standard. So their money going to be actually worth more.
Right.
And it's going to kind of work against ours since we're not under gold standard. We're just under the, trust standard, the trust of the United States, the credit for the United States. So that's our goal. So,
right.
So I know why they don't want to do it. So I'm just saying. But
America's never going to give up power in any aspect. I mean, they want power all over the world.
I was going to say, there's a demand. Never have, never will. There's a demand. So we'll see what's going to happen. Now, America, hey, we can do it. Hey, Biden and Xi, and what's her name, Xi, over in China, you know, they can, you know, they seem to, I think they can kind of, you know, ease the tension a little bit. But those two are going to be two of the guys that have to sit down and get it in and get that economic thing straight.
Yeah.
Those are the two. Him and Biden. So we're gonna see if they do it. I'm just saying because BRICS. Once they do that BRICS thing, it's gonna be on the gold standard. You know, it's gonna cause some disruption.
Mhm.
You know, and then you're gonna have, you know. So hey, you know. So just know what that is when it happens.
Yeah. Well, stand by and we be prepared, right? But whatever inspires, somebody be prepared. I don't know.
We're gonna be all right though. We're gonna be okay though. We're gonna be okay. We're actually gonna figure it out. I believe that. We're gonna figure it out.
I believe you're right.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna figure it out.
We got to learn how to work better together.
Right, right. You know, and so, like, so I'm a character. It's going to be all right. One time revelations, information being revealed, I'm enjoying it, actually, to tell the truth. So I'm finding out a whole bunch of stuff. And it's my white brethren's find out stuff. I'm watching them online too. You know, they coming into the knowing and they going, "Hey man, why ain't nobody tell me about Rosewood?" one guy say, "Why didn't nobody tell us we was the bad guys?"
Exactly.
Why didn't nobody tell us we was the bad guys? That's what I see. That's what happens when you hide stuff, you know. And see, you could do this one generation of kids, but one generation of teaching another way about American history, then you can get all that stuff we're talking about pretty much out. Well, it's still going to take for them to get grown and stuff like that, but we haven't even started.
Right. Yeah.
You know, well, we haven't started. So hopefully we'll start pretty soon. We can get the scientists to stop doing stupid stuff. You know.
You think that happened? You think that's possible?
Yeah. Because the truth, look, the truth crushed to the earth will come to the light. Truth has its own power. You got a lie here. You got truth here. Once the truth show up, it's that light.
That's very true. That's very true.
But for those that don't want to understand it even after they see it, well, you know, I can't do nothing about that. That's them and, you know, where. But, you know, when the truth show up, hey, it's the truth. So, you know, deal with it. You can't say, well, it's the truth, well, I'm going to keep on doing what I'm doing. Well, you know, we all have a collective togetherness about what we're doing. So if everybody don't agree with that, then, you know, you can't continue with that. So, you know, so I think the proof is showing up and, you know, just seeing how people gonna handle it. I'm checking them out online. I post stuff on my page all the time. I like this to them. I like that. My favorite is this little white lady. You know, when Putin came out with that Black Jesus stuff over in Russia, the white lady said, "Now, Putin, you done played the race card. You done played the race card. Now, what are you doing?" She was all up on Putin, you know. "What do you think he's doing playing the race card?" I said, "Well, you know, he played the global race card, you know." And
for the global race cars.
Global race cars. So now they have to deal with that. They have to deal with that.
Right.
You know, man. So, hey, now some folks say they think Putin had did that because, to make sure that African Americans would be trying to come over and be fighting that theater because they, you know. I said, well, that could be one reason.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But you know, we got three Othellos up in there, so if I was him, I wouldn't count on it.
You say you wouldn't count on it, huh?
No, not with our three Othellos. Oh no. It'd be Ooh-wee.
Yeah.
No, he got them three bad brothers up here, Biden dudes. So I'm saying, nah, bro, you might not, I wouldn't count on that, but I'm just saying. But now, but I'm encouraging the, in the main as far as that. But I'm just saying, I mean, like, you know, you knew about all them bases. I ain't know about all that. I'm just going to find that out.
You know, right. I
know we have 750 and 80 countries.
Mm-hmm. I've said it on our show. I don't know how many times people ask. They talk about the 0.2% of the budget, military budget that goes overseas,
mm-hmm.
and
military,
and well, the money that goes overseas, that's it goes towards the military, and a lot of people complain about 0.2% of our budget that's sent overseas. And I say repeatedly, we send money overseas because we have military installations in all of these places, and we're on people's land, so we have to pay to be on people's land. So we send money to countries, other countries, and the bulk of the people in our country don't know this.
Don't know that. No, they don't know that. Well, I say, the Pentagon got off. Well, Dwight Eisenhower said when he went out of office, he said, hey, y'all need to be aware of the military industrial complex.
Because they need war
to keep operating. I remember back in the 80s, they openly said America, mm-hmm. America operates on a war economy.
Well,
we need a war every 10 years to keep it going.
Exactly. That, because all kinds of money get passed around during wartime. All kinds.
Yeah. And so you have, like, weapons of mass destruction go in, ain't no weapons of mass destruction.
And think about this. We got embassies. We have all these embassies here in this country. For other countries, we have embassies in their countries as well.
Mm-hmm.
When people from Spain need to take care of business while they're here in America, they go to the Spaniard consulate. They go to all places and get things done. So people have obviously didn't stop to just think about it. Because if you stop to think about it, you would know why we send money on other parts of the world.
Well,
they send money over here to operate their consulate.
All I know is when they say we're going to defend Americans' interests, I tell people when they hear them say American interests, plug in corporate interests and profits. Corporate interests and profits. That's that they call that American interest. And so, now me myself, I don't think that's my interest. I don't think getting extra oil for Exxon and all that stuff, folks dying for it. I don't think that's in my interest when we got oil and stuff over here. So I'm just saying that, it's a corporate system that we're in, and most of these wars are about corporate profits. They're not about whatever, whether it be You know, Vietnam was strictly a Pentagon war. It was strictly an industrial complex war. It had nothing to do with, and you know, again, hanging out with the French. Remember, the French was over there first. The French are always getting us in the song. The little dog leading the big dog. Anyway, you know, they was over there, and then once we got into Vietnam, they left. Ho Chi Minh tried to make a deal to end the whole thing. America didn't want to do it. They kept it going. So you know, so that's what happened. All these folks died and so forth and so on. So I'm just saying that, you know, we just have to understand that, that our system is, you know, a part of our system, again, almost $1 trillion this past year was designated to the Pentagon, I think about $900-something billion. And then when they did the audit, they can't find half, they can't figure out what to do with half the darn money. I mean, really? 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 And you can't tell what you did with the money. So they tell you right there what that is. That's just, it's a bunch of folks, multinationals, which is what we're dealing with. And they make a lot of money. They make a lot of money. Keeping their money in offshore accounts. I think by some estimates, it's like over $2 trillion that folks from over here are getting. Folks in these positions I'm telling you about, got over $2 trillion offshore. $2 trillion.
Yeah.
And so that's why when Obama was president, just think about it. Remember they kept trying to crash the economy? Remember that? Remember they got our credit rating down because they was trying to crash it? Well, they were trying to crash it because, and I talked about it back then, they wanted to crash it because when Obama showed up, a black guy, we need to redo this whole thing. So what they wanted to do was crash the economy, let it go ahead and go depression, whatever, and they was gonna bring their money back from overseas, you know, from offshore, and you know, redo the economy, oligarchic
right.
style.
Yeah.
So these folks got plans.
One day we'll get it right.
Oh, we're going to get it right. We'll get it right. We're going to get it right.
One day. All will be free and live the lives that that was designated for us to live. Yeah. One day.
Well, I just hope that our people, keep the faith and understand that, you know, it's going to be okay. Truth comes to the earth, we're coming to the light, so it's coming to the light.
That's right. That's it. Well, okie dokie. But next week I'm going to work on getting that group in. I believe if I can get my flight out at a reasonable time so I can be home by 8 o'clock Monday night. But if not, I may even fly on. The only reason I need to fly on Monday night rather than on Tuesday morning is because I have a full day, midday, and so I need to get back to Texas reasonable.
Talk on the plane.
Yeah, yeah. To hop on the plane. Gotta see about family. Okay, well, we're going to get ready to get out of here, Mr. Arthur. Lots more work I need to do tonight. Work on some PowerPoint presentations and get ready for some AKA material.
Yeah, I got some stuff to do myself. So I got to prepare some stuff. Yeah.
Listen, our prayers are for Dr. Carr and his family. I didn't know that he was in the city. So take good care of him there and all
Yeah, I'm waiting after this thing, after the fifth deal wins, and I'm going to go out there and
check him out. Yeah. Give him my very best.
I sure will.
Okay. All right, Miss Brianna, we're going to turn it over to you and let you end the show for us, and we'll see you guys on next week. The good Lord say the same. Have a good night,
Watch them dogs.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, Miss Leanne, it's all yours.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
One day.
When the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
The heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots be on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory,
glory.
Oh,
glory,
glory.
Now the war is not over, victory is in one, but we'll fight.
Every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. The biggest weapon is to stay peaceful. We sing, our music is the cuts that we bleed through. Somewhere in a dream we had an epiphany. Now we right the wrongs in history. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours.
Thank you and good night. We'll see you next week. Bye for now.